Bible, turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. I want to read three verses of Scripture to you, ones that probably you can quote. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Says, "You are the light of the world." Would you repeat that with me? You are the light of the world. Now say it like this. I am the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Would you bow your head with me? Lord Jesus, this afternoon as we stand before this beautiful group of people, people that we love and honor so much, we pray that you will anoint my lips, and God, give me that to say that would inspire their hearts to do a greater work than ever before, where they are in your kingdom for the building of your kingdom. Help us to be what you said we were, the light of the world. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now you can tell as well as I do, as I can, that I'm not Johnny James. I'm not nearly as tall as he is. And if I had a way to get him here, I'd much rather he be standing where I'm standing. And that's the truth. And so if this sounds unprepared, it's only because it is. And if I get the end of the message in front of the beginning of the message, I hope you'll have the love and mercy and grace to understand. But I'd like to leave a thought with you. And if I can, without shaking the pulpit down, and if my eyes, please don't turn them things on, I can't see the way it is. Thank you. But if I can have your attention for just a few minutes, I'd like to challenge you, before you leave here, to be what God said you are, the light of the world. And I'd like to entitle my thought this afternoon, if I can, with this title, Rise and Shine. Rise and Shine. A few months ago, was laying before the Lord with all of my might, crossed my bed, asking God to show me my next step. I had resigned the church in Whitman, moved to Canada, resigned as the district chairman, and all a lot of other things, and finally came back to Whitman there in Massachusetts, and found myself not as busy as I wanted to be, and not as busy as I should be, and not as busy as I needed to be. And I tried to convince myself that that was all right. I had just turned 50, and I decided that that was old. I know now it's not. It never is until you get there. And then when you get beyond it, it's younger. But I tried to give myself all kinds of excuses for allowing myself to do nothing except relax and get better and feel better and maybe get some of the kinks straightened out and get some pills for the arthritis and try to sneak off somewhere in the church and sit in the corner and be a good saint, because I was convinced I could be a pretty good one. But there on my bed, it seemed like the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said something that I heard another man say one time. He said, "Rise and shine, boy. Rise and shine." How many of you here this afternoon have ever been in the military service? How many of you have ever been to Waukegan, Illinois? I've been to Waukegan. I went there not long ago doing some home mission work, but I went to Waukegan, Illinois back in 1956. Right outside of Waukegan, Illinois, there's a place called the Great Lakes Naval Air Station, and it's a boot camp for the United States Navy, right? Still there, probably. Old devils never go away. I was 17 when I went there. 5'5", about 140 pounds. I know that's hard to believe, but it's true. I was the only guy in boot camp that gained weight. That's the truth. They had a sign on the side of the cafeteria wall that said, "Take all you want, but eat all you take." And I asked the guy, I said, "Are you kidding or is that straight?" He said, "That's straight." I said, "Move." But I will never forget my first morning in boot camp. I was dog tired from riding a train halfway across the United States. I had been put to bed on a bunk that was harder than a rock, that I think several others had slept in, and I'm not sure the linen had ever been changed. And now it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was just getting my second wind, going into my second good night's sleep that same night, when some crazy human being, somebody that was totally out of his berserk mind, flipped on the lights, and with an aluminum metal bucket in this hand and a mop handle in this hand, he went up and down the barracks, running that handle up and down inside that metal drum, screaming, "Rise and shine!" Now, I wanted to slug him. I had other things in mind. Specifically about 8 more hours sleep. And then a leisurely continental breakfast. Followed by a warm jacuzzi bath. And a leisurely day. But with his rise and shine, they put us in a pair of overalls and brand new boots that managed to raise up a welt within 10 minutes and ran us for 2 miles to the chow hall. And when we ate, instead of letting all that settle, then they took us out for a few hours of calisthenics. And if that wasn't enough, they then shaved my head, stripped me naked, gave me new clothes, and put a gun on my back. Brother Tubbs said something about if you hadn't been wherever it was, John Day Organ said, you hadn't lived. Well, boot camp is an experience too. You believe it. But I learned the meaning of the words, rise and shine. Because every morning, about 4 o'clock, that crazy human did it again. I asked him the second morning, I said, "Are you out of your mind? You done this yesterday. What are we going to do today?" He said, "We're going to do it all over again." But he managed in a period of about 9 weeks to take about 140 guys from all over the country in various ages and in various sizes and in various colors. And he made us a cohesive fighting unit. Singly and alone by ourselves, we couldn't have fought our way out of a wet paper sack. And I had experiences, I can tell you experiences here this afternoon, take all afternoon. I had some thrilling days. They finally decided I was so little that I wouldn't have to carry a gun. They gave me a flag, the company flag. And the day we graduated, the company commander, that the crazy man with the mop handle, got drunk. And we passed in review, passed by the reviewing stand. And I was leading the pack. And instead of turning us when he should have, we went about 25 steps further and then turned left. And I was looking right square down the third row of the reviewing stand. There was an admiral sitting there. And I determined in my heart, if the company commander didn't move us, I was going to skewer him on the end of that banner when we went to present arms. He didn't get scared till they said present arms. And when that thing went down, he stood up. In my determined little hillbilly eyes, he saw determination. But all of that determination and all of that want to and all of that cohesive fighting ability had been put together with really three words. It all began with rise and shine. Rise and shine. Jesus, speaking to us in Matthew, said, ye are the light of the world. If the world is going to have a light, we're it. If the lost of this world are ever going to see the truth, we're going to have to be the ones who show it to them. Because I submit to you that the vast majority of this Christian world can't present the light because they don't have the light. But you and I are the light of the world. And we need to rise and shine. We need to rise and shine. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. I heard a 74 or 5-year-old woman in Wayland, Massachusetts, just 2 or 3 weeks ago, praying. And in her prayer, I heard her say, God, don't ever let me be ashamed of what I am and who I am. I repented of my sins. I've been baptized in Jesus' name. I believe in getting the Holy Ghost, and I believe in speaking in other tongues. And God, I live a holy life the best I know how, but don't never let me be ashamed of it. Let my light shine. Let me stand up and be counted. When God goes looking for his church, let him be able to see me. Let me stand up like a light. He went on to say, neither do men light a candle, put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Then he said, let your light shine. I've talked to so many in the last 20 years, spending the last 15 or 16 of them now in Massachusetts, starting 3 home mission works. And I've talked to so many people that want to do something for God. And I've heard all the kinds of excuses. Because they said, I can't do it for this reason, or I can't do it for that reason. And I would try to stand there and talk to the people and convince them that their reasoning had no validity. Because you can do what you want to do. It was the Apostle Paul who said, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. But think about what I'm fixing to say to you now. And if I can leave anything with you this afternoon, in my feeble manner, try to remember this. The key to being ready for the rapture is up to you, and it's up to me. The gospel is going to be preached unto all the world, and then the end's going to come. I wish it would come this afternoon. But it's going to be that long. And if it is to be, say that with me, would you? You've said it before. If it is to be, it's up to me. And so what's got to happen where I live? Larry Maynard has got to rise and shine. And I believe with all of my heart that if Larry Maynard will rise and shine, then there's a possibility that maybe Sister Maynard will rise and shine. And when Brother Maynard's kids see Mom and Daddy stand up and begin to rise and shine, three girls and a boy, they'll stand up and they'll rise and shine. And when my family in my church begins to rise and shine, then some of the families, the other families that are in our church, maybe they are going to rise and shine. And when my church begins to rise and shine, some of the other churches in our fellowship are going to look over there in Whitman, and they're going to see the light shining over our church, and they're going to see the fire on the roof, and those churches are going to rise and shine. And when those churches and that fellowship begin to rise and shine, then that district is going to rise and shine. And when the district begins to rise and shine, the region will begin to rise and shine. And when the region begins to rise and shine, then the assemblies will begin to rise and shine. And I walk into general conferences and I see ministers that I don't know from churches that I've never been to with saints I've never shook hands with. Why? Because somebody somewhere got the message from God and they begin to rise and shine and magnify God. Hallelujah! Brother Tubbs loves to tease me. He knows I can take it. He also knows I'll tease back. And we were talking about Resurrection Sunday offering. Our little church there in Whitman, in the A group, has taken first place for, well, since the beginning, the inception, really, of Resurrection Sunday. And I'm sorry if you say, well, you shouldn't be proud. I think you should. Amen. Proud of the work of God. But he called me over to his dinner table there the other night after church. He said, guess what? And I said, what? He said, you didn't win first place this year. Ha 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 ha. I said, it ain't because we didn't try. He said, somebody else won. Aren't you jealous? And I said, no, I'm glad. I'm glad that somebody finally realized that they can beat 15 or 20 people raising $1,000. And I'm glad somebody else got a vision. And I'm not sure who it was, but I'll give you fair warning. There will be a 1990. And I may be down, honey, but I'll be back. You say, Brother Maynard, we can't do this, and we can't do that, and we can't do something else. And I say to you, I agree, you can't. But you and God are the biggest majority that I ever seen. And you might not can do it, but I believe that you and God can do anything you set your mind to. Because greater is He that's in me and you than He that's in the world. And all that I really need to do, and all that you really need to do, is rise and shine. Rise and shine. Now, I've got to be very careful, because at this point, I could take off in 17 different directions, and I'd love to. Let me just show you what I mean. Just bear with me. You're not near as scared as I am, so you ought to be able to relax and do it easy. I had a lady come up to me one night in the church and interrupted what we were doing, and that was all right. She said, Brother Maynard, she said, I feel such a burden for Sister Susie Q over here on the other side of the church. And I said, what's the matter? And she said, she's sick and she needs prayer. And she said, I just believe, Brother Maynard, if you'd go pray, God would heal her. And I looked at her and said, well, might be He would. I said, but God didn't call me to go heal her. Go lay hands on her and pray for her. He called you to lay hands, go and lay hands on her and pray for her. And I said, I don't need to rise and shine. You need to rise and shine. And some of us need to realize that we need to raise up out of our lethargy and raise up off of our good intentions and quit trying to convert a building. Can you imagine the baptistry it would take to hold this building? And the number of preachers it'd take to pick it up and put it in it? We spend our times trying to save a building when we need to get out in the midst of the world and in the midst of a lost and a dying generation and let our light shine. Let our light shine. You don't need a degree in theology to win souls. You need the Holy Ghost. And if you get down and pray and get it on fire, and let the fire get real hot. I ain't never seen a fire yet didn't have people standing around watching. And the darker the world gets, the brighter your light will shine. Everybody say, I gotta let my little light shine. That's all it is. That's how simple it is this afternoon. We gotta let our little light shine. If somebody, an old hillbilly like me, can go to a great big state like Massachusetts and stay 15 years and start 3 churches and get a district on the road, and if I can do it, anybody can do it. All you got to do is let your light shine. 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 Amen. Walk up to the devil. Knock him to the ground. Plant one foot in each side of his chest. Spit between his eyes. And call on the name of Jesus. And when the rest of the devils in that town see what you've done to him, they'll all leave. You can rise and shine. Let me bring this to a close. I don't want to, but I'm going to. Have you ever been in the dark? You ever been in the dark? Anybody here ever been in the dark? Anybody here ever known anyone, or perhaps you yourself was scared of the dark? Maybe as a child, you were scared of the dark. Laying there alone in that bedroom or wherever you were in your condition of fear, you wanted nothing more than to have somebody turn on the light. Amen? I need somebody to turn on the light. A man drove 2,500 miles in a Volkswagen automobile to a Bible college and stood behind the pulpit and told the people who were sitting there, and I was one of them, that there's a city in New England with a million people that has no church. And fear gripped my little hillbilly heart, because I'd never been in a town that big. But God said go. And so my wife made peanut brittle, and my kids sold it, and we bought airline tickets and flew to Boston and walked the streets. And I wept and I cried, and I'd never been an evangelist, and I'd never been a pastor, and I'd never been an assistant pastor, and all I had in me was the Holy Ghost. But the tears flowed down my face and the burden gripped my heart, and I went back to the college and they said, "What are you going to do?" I said, "When I leave here, I'm going to go to Boston. God's going to build a church." "How are you going to do that?" I said, "I'm going to let my light shine. I'm going to let my light shine." I walked out on the streets of Boston, and the first person I ever met looked at me and said, "Where'd you go to school?" I said, "Houston, Texas." He said, "Oh." And he thought I went to that great big Bible college. I didn't, but he didn't ask, so I didn't tell him. But he got my credentials, and so I told him about the Lord Jesus Christ. And folks, all we got to really do is to let the boldness that Paul told us to pray for get a hold of our lives and make our light shine. One thing that we have seen accomplished in the last 10 years is this beautiful home mission program. And we've seen it grow and watched it, supported it. But I was standing here just before church this afternoon and watching Brother Tubbs count out the number of states that don't have an Adopt a City church. I know in my own state, within 35 miles of where I live, there's 100 cities with a population over 50,000. No apostolic church of any kind. No apostolic church of any kind. Of any variety. And so the fields aren't burned over, are they? They're not burned over in Louisiana either. There just needs to be some people to begin to let their light shine. To let their light shine. Brother Tubbs asked me to come up with the program. He didn't ask me to preach. I wouldn't have been at the conference if he had a. If I could have found a plane 2 hours ago, I might not be here now. But he said, come up with a program. And we put a basket out here in front of you. And this afternoon, as we bring this to a close, and I'm going to shut up, I'm going to ask you from the depths of my heart, maybe you're a minister sitting in a church somewhere looking for the will of God. We're going to show you the will of God this afternoon. We're not going to tell you the will of God. We're going to show you the will of God. Because just a few minutes, flags are going to march down through here representing the states that have no Adopt a City church from the Assemblies of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's time. It's high time. It's past time. that I said to you, or somebody else said to you, what that company commander said to me. Rise and shine. Rise and shine. I want to get it done back home. Rise and shine. One of the greatest men that ever lived. I love him to death. Sitting right over there. Left New Mexico and went to Georgia. And if I know him like I think I know him, all I can say is, Georgia, look out. There's a guy named Carroll going to rise and shine. And he's not alone. There's some more Carrolls in this congregation this afternoon. And there's some more men determined to get something done for God and all that we need to do is rise and shine. Rise and shine. Wake up. Get up. Get our prayer all prayed. Get our marching shoes on. Take the sword of the Lord. Hold our banners high. Rise and shine. Rise and shine. Rise and shine. Say it with me again. I am the light of the world.
Washington.
Say it again. I,
New Mexico,
am the light. Maybe you're looking for
Alaska.
The will of God.
North Dakota.
It's time to let your light shine.
Pennsylvania. Wyoming.
Time to let your light shine.
Utah.
There's someone out there looking for you.
Michigan.
There's someone out there that want to be saved.
Florida. New Jersey.
You got to let your
Delaware.
Light shine.
Delaware. Colorado.
You got to let your light shine.
Kansas.
You go for God and God will go with you. You take one step. He'll take two. Stand with me tonight.
Are you going to help us fill this gap? Are you going to help us fill this gap?
Look at the gap.
Look at this gap. These are states that do not have a home mission church. Are you going to help us fill this gap?